Hello everybody, good morning and welcome to the United Stand. This is your latest Manchester United news and transfer news. I hope everyone's doing well this morning. International break would be very unusual if we didn't get something to do with Paul Pogba and Manchester United and a transfer away. And without further ado and without disappointment, we're not going to get through this international break either without Paul Pogba and a transfer away story. Coming from Motormouth himself, Mino Raiola. Look, whether this is sanctioned by Pogba or not, we don't know, because, and I don't want to get into that world, because we had this in December, didn't we? An agent comes out and says that his star client wants to leave, but apparently that's not from Paul Pogba. So we, you know, I'm not going to go in on Pogba on this, but I think it's been quite refreshing this transfer window not to have Pogba talking about leaving. But that doesn't mean that we get the dream ticket of Mino Raiola buttoning it for a moment. Not only is he talking about Paul Pogba leaving, he's slating one of the greatest sport managers there ever is. I just would say at the top of this, whatever your opinion is, I think this is just a sad indictment on modern day football, on how mercenary it's become, that you can have somebody who is just a money man, who owns some of the best players in the world, like Paul Pogba and Erling Haaland, and he's able to hold court and basically say, I don't give a fuck about Sir Alex Ferguson or Pep Guardiola. I mean, I don't know many people in football who can sit and do that. And they shouldn't be allowed to do that. Whether you're Gary Lineker, Gary Neville, anybody. You should not be able to be... You should not be given a platform to say, I don't give a fuck about Sir Alex Ferguson or Manchester United or Pep Guardiola. It's just... It's a sad indictment, like I say, on what football's become, where these money men, whether it's owning clubs or owning players, are really taking the game away. And I think that what it does show is, and Mino Raiola basically says it, I'll read you the quotes, is that these clubs think that they run football. They think that they run football, and they don't. A club saying, well, I'm not going to deal with you anymore. Tough shit, I don't care. If I don't take another player to United, so what? So, you know, and people will say, well, that's bitter, you're just being salty. Because, of course, we've seen when Raiola's getting on with United, you can get Pogba, you can get Zlatan, you can get Mkhitaryan. But football has allowed this to happen. This is nothing to do with Manchester United or the Glazers or any other club. This is to do with FIFA. This is to do with UEFA. This is to do with the Premier League. They've allowed these salesmen to get into football and get a grip on football. And become, you know, who's more powerful in the world of football, Manchester United or Mino Raiola? That's a serious question that everybody should ask, because I personally think we're moving towards a world where Mino Raiola is more powerful than Manchester United. He's certainly, what I would say about him in respect to him, he's definitely got a better grip on world football than Ed Woodward and Matt Judge. So, you know, we are a big club in name, but we are now second fiddle to super agents. What would you do if Raiola bought United, says Rudy? Well, I don't think that he would. But look, let's just talk about some of the things that he said, because I think giving you the context of what he said is very important. And I think the first most important thing to talk about is what he said about Paul Pogba. And he said that the day that Pogba doesn't have a club, and this is all via an interview with The Athletic, by the way. He said that the day that Pogba doesn't have a club anymore, then he would not be appreciated or underappreciated. But today, if somebody asks me, can you find a club for Paul? I could take my nephew of five and find a club for Paul at a high level. Well, I would challenge Raiola on this. I mean, look, personally, I've got no problem with Raiola. I've got no problem with Ed Woodward, no problem with the Glazers. It's what they've done to my football club that I have an issue with. And this is an entertainment business and this is football. And I don't like Raiola in relation to his relationships with Manchester United or football in general. That is my opinion. But I think he's talking out his arse here. I don't think he can take Paul Pogba to any club he wants. And I would challenge you. And he's not watching anyway. But in amongst our community, let's see what happens. I think Paul Pogba's staying at Manchester United. I think this is a man who is desperate, because for him to say, can you find a club for Paul? I could take my nephew and find a top club for Paul. I'm sure you can do, but I bet you can't find somebody that's going to buy Pogba and pay him the wages he's on at Man United. And I personally think, and I might be wrong on this, I think Mino Raiola here is coming out like he always does, Billy Big Bollocks. Man United better be careful, because I can find Paul Pogba a club just like that. I can even take my nephew with me. I mean, I don't know what his 5-year-old nephew's got to do with it, because you're still there. I think what he meant to say is my 5-year-old nephew could be the agent of Paul Pogba. But regardless, I will challenge Raiola on this and say, I don't think he can find a club for Paul Pogba this summer. I personally think these statements are about trying to threaten Manchester United to offer a big deal because that's their best option. James Cooper spoke about this yesterday, but I think many of you think this anyway. I don't think there are big clubs with the money to buy Pogba this summer and give him the agent fees and the signing on fees that they want. And I think they know that their best option is Man United. So I personally think there's a lot of big clubs that would like Pogba, but I don't think there's a lot of big clubs that can afford Pogba. I think big clubs have got their eyes on other people, maybe Erling Haaland, maybe Mbappe, maybe a few others, but I don't think he can. I think if you watch Mino Raiola's career as a public mouthpiece for his players, he's full of saying things that help his clients, which is right. But I don't think I personally think this is a threat. I think this is about, you know, manoeuvring for position so that United make a big offer, which they will. Manchester United will make a big offer. So I don't know what people think about that, but I personally do think that Mino Raiola doesn't actually have a client lined up for him. But June says, but on the other hand, Raiola will mock us and make Pogba leave for free. And I think that's the problem. I think that's the problem, that we, this circus of Mino Raiola and Paul Pogba is going to continue for another year and he'll walk out the door for nothing, because that will be the ultimate up your F-U-C-K-U to United, as you know. And I think that is probably going to be quite realistic. Let's read some of his other comments that he said. So he said that, also said that my job in, no, that was Jonathan Bartlett, who is actually something to do with Paul, not nothing to do with Man United. He's to do with Gareth Bale. He said, I don't give a fuck if I, this is Mino Raiola, direct quote from The Athletic. I don't give a fuck if I never do another player with Manchester United. I'm not in their hands. I'm independent. We have only one party that we take care of, and that's our players. And as long as our players like us, you do what you have to do. So, you know, really big bollocks again. With Sir Alex Ferguson or Guardiola, I have this problem, and I think that it's changing now, that they believe we should submit to them because otherwise tomorrow you don't do a player with Manchester United. And this is talking about the change in the world of football, that, you know, Sir Alex Ferguson, Pep Guardiola, when dealing with these agents, and Sir Alex Ferguson couldn't stand Raiola and he didn't really like agents. It was like, we're Manchester United. If you don't, you know, basically, it's the changing of the power. When Sir Alex Ferguson was in charge, he would say to agents, you know, I'm in charge here. This is Manchester United. If you messes about on this deal, we won't do another one with you. And what Raiola is exposing is what we all know, is that world is changing now. A manager cannot come out and say, well, if you either work with us or you don't work with us, because these agents have become more powerful than football clubs themselves. He also said Sir Alex Ferguson criticised, well, he doesn't call him Sir Alex because he's Italian, isn't he? He says, when Ferguson criticised me, that was my biggest compliment anybody could give me. Ferguson is used to people coming in and saying, yes, 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 sir, yes, sir. Yeah, well, you know why that is, Mino? Because he's a legend of the game. And I don't like this. He's so up his own arse. He's like, oh, Sir Alex Ferguson didn't like it because, oh, you know, I stood up to him, sort of thing. But you're just a money man, mate. In football, what is your legacy? You've made millions out of young players that you got hold of, and then you use them like, you know, you use them like cattle. You just take them from one club to the next, making a lot of money for them and a lot of money for you. Why would football fans like you? Football fans are loyal to football clubs in their main. Why, you are somebody that has used football just to make loads of money for your clients and yourself. You basically admit it yourself. You've got no loyalty to football clubs. But football fans support football clubs. So therefore, in your own words, you've basically got no loyalty to football fans. You are the man that drives Pogba FC and Haaland FC and, you know, in fans who support players. But football's about clubs, surely. And this is the new world we're walking into. The world that Raiola and all these other agents are creating, whereby, you know, they've got no loyalty to football clubs. They're out for themselves and they're out for their player, which is absolutely fine. But it doesn't fit in to traditional football, does it? And rules are changing. And he said, when Sir Alex Ferguson says Ferguson says, I don't like him, it's the biggest compliment that I could have. It's like saying Sepp Blatter, I don't like him, fantastic. I don't care what Ferguson says. Just an arrogant man who doesn't belong in football, really, because he doesn't respect the greats of football. In England, they look at me like I'm a criminal. Some ex-players get totally nervous when I talk about Pogba and Manchester United. But I also think deep inside, they will always be thinking, I would have loved him as my agent when I was a player. He's just so arrogant. He's so arrogant. I mean, some people like that. But yeah, it is ridiculous, really, the situation. But he does quote Solskjaer on something as well. I think that on Pogba, he says, I think Pogba should be appreciated more. I heard from the club side that he is, at least from Solskjaer's side. So that's the only thing that matters. But look, I think just to summarise the general consensus from Mino Raiola is that he's a very arrogant man, but he's got Manchester United by the balls. And that's the, you know, this is why Manchester United are such a badly run football club, because in fairness to Mino Raiola, in fairness to Paul Pogba, they've got Manchester United by the balls. We all know, all I want to talk about is football, but we all know that Manchester United with Paul Pogba in it is a better footballing side. And, you know, Paul Pogba gets back before the international break, you're like, yeah, let's go. Let's get Pogba back, let's get him playing for France, let's get him back playing in the first team, and you focus on the football, and then you suddenly come back down with a bounce to earth, because you remember who's in charge of Paul Pogba, and the person in charge of Paul Pogba is basically saying, fuck United, fuck Sir Alex Ferguson, I'm in charge, we do what's best for us, and there's masses of clubs queuing up to take Paul Pogba. And if we get a good offer, we're going to go. I mean, I suppose in a blunt way, that shows you the problem. It's in total conflict for somebody like me and a lot of you who, you wake up in the morning and you think of Manchester United. I don't wake up in the morning and think of Paul Pogba or Bruno Fernandes. I think of Manchester United because that's the thing for me. I support Manchester United. I don't support individual players. And when one of our best players' agents is holding court saying, fuck United, fuck Sir Alex Ferguson, all I'm interested in is my player, I can find him a move really easy. Well, I'm sorry, your outlook on football is totally in contradiction to mine. I don't like your outlook. I wish you didn't have Paul Pogba and Erling Haaland, and I wish you'd piss off with players like Josh King and just go and bother bloody Norwich. But unfortunately, this is the way. This is the way. We're going to see more Mino Raiolas. There's a lot more Mino Raiolas anyway. They just keep quiet. Mino Raiola's just very vocal. There's a lot of agents are like this. There are a lot of agents like this. And they're at total conflict with us, the fans, because we want Manchester United to succeed. We want Manchester United to have a player for 5-10 years like we used to have. And these people have changed football. Fuck Man United. Fuck Sir Alex Ferguson. Fuck everybody. All I'm bothered about is my player and making money for my player. Well, I'm sorry, unless you are a member of Pogba FC or Haaland FC or whatever individual player, these people are always going to be, causing you an issue as a football fan. I think it's very, very sad. Nate says his arrogance will bite him in the arse someday. Well, be a long, long time waiting for that. Erling Haaland's very young, and he's got Gravenbach at Ajax, who's another good player as well. I think it's one of those things you just have to accept, because we're powerless who our owners are, but we're very powerless in relation to the world of football. And I think the governing bodies, God knows what goes on with the governing bodies in football. I mean, we've heard all sorts of rumours, but why would they allow football to get taken over by these agents? It might be controversial. I personally think Mino Raiola is more powerful than Manchester United in the world of football now. And that, people will say you're talking out your arse. Man United are huge, and we are huge. We're a huge brand. But when it comes to power players in football, I think Mino Raiola is a bigger power player than Man United. He's got Erling Haaland, he's got Paul Pogba, he's got our summer and next season in his hands. If Paul Pogba's at United next season, we've got a better chance than we have without him. So somehow in football over the last 15 years, not only have we been taken over by people who put us into debt and don't really want to win things, we've also seen these agents who've become more powerful than Mino Raiola is more powerful than Arsenal. Arsenal haven't even got Paul Pogba. They're never going to get Erling Haaland. So Mino Raiola's, you know, he is one of the most powerful people in football, whether you like it or not. And that's sad, isn't it? It is sad. Disrespecting the GOAT and Pep demands respect from the fans, says Rishab. Well, the way he speaks, look, football have created these monsters. Footballers have allowed this to happen. And It's hard, isn't it? Because Paul Pogba's a player that I really, really like, but his loyalty is clearly with this man and not Manchester United. And you know, but what I would say is I don't agree with Raiola. I think he's doing what he normally does. He's gobbing off because he's desperate. I think he's gobbing off because he's worried that he's not going to get Paul Pogba what he wants in the summer. So he's trying to threaten Manchester United to do it. And there's two things there. United either let him go or they give him a huge contract. And it will all come down to money because that's Raiola's gold. Raiola wants money. If Erling Haaland said to Raiola, I really would like to just sign for Real Madrid this summer and stay there for the rest of my career, he won't allow that. No. Because where's my payout in 3 years when we take you to City or something like that? So, you know, I don't think Raiola's got the best interests of his players at heart. I think he's got the best interests of his players' wallets and his wallet at heart, because the world that we would like to see where, you know, I love it when United players do it, but I respect it when Gerrard did it at Liverpool. I respect it with John Terry at Chelsea. These career players, I think it's great, and I think it's going to become few and far between. But no, you're not going to get the Pogba slander, HZ, at all. I just think it's sad who his agent is, but you know, Pogba controls that and obviously is very happy with that relationship. And Raiola said that himself. I don't really give a shit what anyone else thinks about me. I don't care what Manchester United or anybody cares about me. All I care about is that my clients like me, and they do. And that's the truth. If all the big clubs agreed to never do business with again, he would be screwed, but that will never happen. No, it won't happen, Knight, because the power is with the agent now. All clubs in the world could say they're not going to deal with Paul Pogba, with Mino Raiola, but he owns Erling Haaland and Paul Pogba. So one club will buckle. Chelsea will go, yeah, we're not going to deal with him. Give us Haaland. You know, so football has become money. And football was always about money, but it's the people who've got the money now that control the game. Barcelona play better football than City, says Prometheus TV. I think Haaland will do the same as Pogba, says Easy Scotty. And didn't Scholes manage his career without an agent with more players? Did their negotiations themselves, says Doobie Guy. Yeah, it's a different world. Anyway, big comments there about Mino Raiola. He didn't mention Erling Haaland because I don't think there's a chance in hell that he will go to Manchester United, to be honest with you. As we know, Aguero retired yesterday, and the logical thing is that he will go to Erling Haaland will go to Manchester City and not Manchester United. But I think we can put that to bed now. I think United will still keep pushing the agenda that they are in for Erling Haaland because it suits them, but I don't see it happening. Just a few other stories to go through. Manchester United and Juventus are interested in signing Ousmane Dembele. This is coming from MUFC MPB on Twitter. And Manchester United and Liverpool have got in touch with the entourage of Villarreal centre-back Paul Torres in recent months, which is coming from Spain via Sport Witness. Manchester City are eager to sign Erling Haaland, the prolific Dortmund and Norway striker, as Sergio Aguero's long-time replacement, even if the club face competition from Madrid, Chelsea and Manchester United. That's from The Telegraph's James Ducker. But I don't see it anymore. I never saw it anyway, but I don't see any value in talking about Erling Haaland to Manchester United because we just do not have the money to do that. A few people were talking, just before I move on, a few people were talking about Declan Rice. Mark, you made a video about Arsenal, so will you make a video about Ollie when he wins no cups this season, says Zane. I talk about Ollie every day, two or three times a day, Zane, on the United stand. So if you want to watch as an Arsenal fan, you're more than welcome. But some people were talking about Declan Rice, saying how well he played against England. Could he come to Manchester United? No. I mean, I'd almost put Declan Rice in the same category as Erling Haaland. Manchester United aren't going to sign Declan Rice, and they're not going to sign Erling Haaland. I'd like us to sign both, but then they're not going to happen. And the reason they're not going to happen is because we can't afford Erling Haaland, and we also aren't looking at a centre defensive midfielder. So, you know, let me just say on the centre defensive midfielder, what an absolute cop out it is. What an absolute joke it is, because you could find a centre defensive midfielder for £30 million for Manchester United to bring in a player that they desperately need, and they're not going to do it. Bissouma from Brighton, Zakaria has got 1 year left on his contract at Mönchengladbach. So there are players out there that are more than half the price of Declan Rice. So it's not like we'd like Declan Rice, but he's too expensive. There are plenty of centre defence midfielders out there, but this club is just so inefficient and inept. I personally think a lot of it comes down to they can't do it in the time they've got because they're so slow at doing deals. They're like, well, we've only got 3 months. That's two deals at a push. We can't do anything more than that. Any chance of signing Erling Haaland as like Tampa Bay for Tampa? No, Adrian, absolutely not. Tom Brady would be like bringing Ronaldo to Manchester United. Tom Brady's not like signing Erling Haaland, and the football system in America is completely different to Manchester United. Manchester United would need 200. I don't think Erling Haaland will go to Man City, if that helps, but I don't think he will. Martial today, we will get an update on Martial's injury today. Went off with a knee injury on Sunday for France. Scans today. Hopefully that won't be too bad. I've got a bad feeling. Speaking to somebody this morning about it, and they were saying it doesn't look too good because he went off after an hour with it. And the fact that he's got to have a scan on it shows that there's pain there. Players know their own bodies, and obviously they've got the best coaches at clubs like France and Manchester United, and the fact that he's needing a scan on it, I wouldn't be optimistic of seeing him play again in April. Well, we've not even hit April yet, so might be getting some bad news about Anthony Martial. Hopefully not. It could just be a twist. The knee is a funny old thing, but I don't think he'll be playing against Brighton, at least at the weekends. And that's the downside. That is the downside of the international break. I think in some ways it's been good. I felt it was going to be good for Martial and Pogba because they've both been out for United, so get a bit of fitness in an environment that they're happy and finish the season strongly. But the risk is that you pick up an injury. I mean, I'm not going to moan about it. International club like France, Liam, they're not. If Martial's out for 6 weeks, I'm not going to moan about the international break. I don't like the international break, but in some ways, I think it's probably come at the right time for us. Pogba needed some game time, and France has provided that. Bruno's had a week off. Lindelof's come back from Sweden as well. They've given him a week off. Rashford's obviously had 2 weeks off. Greenwood's had 2 weeks off. So, you know, Luke Shaw and Harry Maguire are playing tomorrow against Poland. Hopefully they won't get injured. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be good in relation to Martial. But Cavani hopefully will be back for that. So we'll see what happens with Cavani. But yeah, Lingard's back as well, as we know. I think that, what do you think about Upamecano? Well, he's gone to Bayern Munich. TH King. Everyone knows Mbappe will go to Real Madrid, to Sachin. I think apparently he's going to sign a new contract, but we'll have to wait and see on that. Why do we even want Haaland? Even if we get him, he'll be gone in 2 or 3 years. Rishab, exactly, spot on. Can't say anything more than that. Joseph says, did you see that Liverpool will spend big this summer? Well, Liverpool don't want to fall behind Manchester City and Chelsea, so Liverpool will react. Manchester United don't give a shit about closing the gap on Manchester City, let's be honest. I mean, Man United can say whatever they like, and I'm sure they don't like me or you saying this, but evidence, respect is earned, and evidence is gathered, and the point is that Manchester United have shown no evidence that they really want to win a Premier League title over the last 8 years. Yeah, they've given Ollie Maguire and they gave Mourinho Pogba, but it's always few and far between. They'll get one good summer and then it's not followed up. And I think over the last 8 years, it's always been the way that Man United have been 5 or 6 players off being a Premier League winning side. And they'll go halfway. They'll give 3 and they'll go, well, we backed them, but where's the other 3? And I think with Maguire and Bruno and Wan-Bissaka especially, there were 3 players that were brought in 3 areas. I don't think Maguire's been the signing we all thought he was going to be. Wan-Bissaka has been decent, and Bruno's been a revelation. But he then needed another 3, and he doesn't get them. And that's what Pep would get, and that's what Chelsea would provide, and that's what Liverpool would have provided for Klopp. So United hide behind the fact that they do spend some money, but they don't go the full way. They'll go, well, there you go. There's a bit. And you go, like, well, where's the rest of it? And it's not there. But it's not always about recruiting players. I mean, look at what Manchester City have done last night. They've released a statement saying that Aguero's gone. Aguero ain't 38. He's 32. is 2.5 years younger than Cavani. Like, you know, Man City are removing a player that is 2.5 years younger than Cavani and better than Cavani. And they're saying, off you go, we're not renewing your contract. How ruthless is that? We talk about ruthless and aggression, and we pretend that this football club has an ambition to win things. And across the road, Manchester City, who are the best club in England and might be about to be the best club in Premier League history by winning a quadruple, are removing a 32-year-old that we would put in the category of being one of the best strikers in Premier League history. It's bye-bye Aguero. No loyalty. I mean, forget the fact that he's been there for bloody years. He's not like somebody who's been there for a couple of years. Oh, you're not as fit as you used to be. Off you go. This is a legend of that club, Aguero, and it's bye-bye at 32. Off you trot. No new contract. And they're going to do it with Fernandinho, who, both of which would be first-team stars for Man United, by the way. Fernandinho would be our best midfielder, and Aguero would be our best striker. But our rival that we're apparently progressing against, they are removing those players and bringing in better players, ruthlessly. And this is what I mean about the transfer policy. It's not just about who we buy. It's about who we keep, who we reward. I mean, we've given Juan Mata and Matic big contracts in the last 18 months, neither of which are deserving. But, oh yeah, let's give it. You know, Phil Jones, 5-year contract. I mean, if anybody should have been let go, it should have been him. But Man City are letting Aguero go and Fernandinho go. That is ruthless, and that is a mentality problem at Manchester United. I'd be surprised if the Glazers knew what a CDM is. And has Raiola ever repped Champions League winner, all underachievers, says Duncan. Well, I think he will be repping one. Aguero to Arsenal, he can become a legend here, says Zane Miassi. And United, well, you won't be able to afford him. United won't win anything with McFred, says Steve Ad. And we've needed a DM since the beginning of 2020. It's worrying we're not linked to one, says Sham. And a new system if Champions League is going to be implemented from next season. I don't know what that's all about. And do you think Isaac could be a good shout, Mark, says Steve Locke. Well, I'm actually going to do a video on Manchester United's top five strikers that they should be looking at. And I definitely would put Isaac in there. I quite like the look of him. I saw something yesterday that people were saying about Manchester United's striker options being Kane, Haaland and Martinez. And I just laughed. I'm like, I don't laugh at those being options. I mean, God, those three, if we got one of those three, you'd be laughing. But we're not in for any of those three. Manchester United's budget is going to be about 50 million for a striker, because we'll spend 50 million on a centre back and 50 million on a striker, and that's it. Shop shut. So we're not going to be looking at Harry Kane or Erling Haaland or Martinez. Morning, Mark. We have to accept our club is run by Mickey Mouse people, says Mikhail Roach. Well, we don't have to accept it, but we do have to accept it in a way. Please smash a like on the video, by the way. But we do have to accept it, definitely, because it's where we're heading as a club, and I don't see anything getting any better. Because I think personally, and I don't know what people think about this, but I personally think that what United have been waiting for is a blip. They've been waiting for... oh, my God. I don't believe what I've just read on Twitter. I feel sick. Claude from AFTV, well, he's not on AFTV anymore, has died. I mean, I don't know whether everybody knows who it is, but this is from his Twitter. We can't believe we are writing this. With permission from Claude's father, it is with great sadness and a broken heart that we have to announce that our dear friend and legend Claude sadly passed away yesterday afternoon, the 29th of March. Oh. Well, I mean, thoughts go out to obviously his friends and family and to anybody who watched his content. I mean, I had the pleasure of doing some videos with him, and I know things happened with AFTV, and I know Robbie, and I know that was all really regrettable how it ended, and you know there was, you know, issues that I hopefully got resolved. I don't know whether they ever did, but what I would say is that, you know, I think you can see somebody on a TV screen, you can see somebody on a phone screen, and it's very easy to be critical. It's very easy to be, you know, praise and everything like that. But I've met this man. I was fortunate enough to meet that man. And what a nice guy to just sit and have a chat of football with. And I'm really stunned. I'm really stunned by that, because it's, life's short, people. It really is. Life's a gift, and it's so short, and it's sad. It's really sad, because these people. I've done content with Claude. I've watched his content, and you grow a relationship with them, whether it's on your phone or TV, whatever. And it's just really sad. I'll tell you a story about Claude. When we had this just comes into my head straight away. When we were playing United Stand, remember United Stand? There's some videos on the channel about it. We were playing a friendly in London, and it was a really hot day. And AFTV had just started, and Claude was involved with the AFTV football team. And we just turned up, and he was there, and we were taking a piss, saying, "Oh, you're here to scout us and everything like that." And he was like, "No, I only live around the corner. I just thought I'd come and watch you play." And he stood on the side with us, and it was really hot. And he said, "Have you got any water?" And we bloody left it back at home. So whilst he was like, "Don't worry about it." So because we were in the middle of the game. And then about 15 minutes later, he came back with a load of water that he'd been and bought from the shops and stuff. And it's only a little story, but he was, in my experience, really nice guy. And I'm really sad to hear that. And sad news coming out this morning that Claude, from, well, formerly of AFTV but Arsenal football fan content, has sadly passed away, has been announced on social media this morning. So really, really sad. And I think Claude and Ty, for me, were always two of my favourites on there. You know, I mean, nothing against any of the others, but I think in my experience, Claude and Ty are the two most genuine people on that channel, beyond Robbie. And I do like DT. I do like DT. You know, we've had our history, but the two most genuine people Robbie's had on that channel, in my experience, are Claude and Ty. So rest in peace, mate. And really, really sad to hear that. Tuesday. It's always fucking Tuesday as well. Tuesday's always a bloody shit day, isn't it? But it's very sad. And if you don't know what we're talking about, then I'm sorry that we've, well, I'm not sorry, but I wanted to say those things. Just very, very sad. So everybody's been joined a little bit late. Sorry about that. I've just lost total composure about that, I'm afraid. We were talking about football, weren't we, obviously, and we were talking about Manchester United. And I feel that Manchester United were waiting for Man City, maybe Pep, to go, Liverpool's bubble to burst. And then they thought, well, we're second, we'll be the first club. But this is not going to happen. Man City have already shown over the last 12 years that they won't. When Pep goes, it'll be Nagelsmann, or it'll be whoever the greatest manager is at that point, and they will be backed. Chelsea have been showing this for coming up for, you know, how long have Chelsea been doing this? 20 years? Longer, probably. I don't know how long Chelsea have been doing this, but they've shown that they'll sack a manager and bring another manager in. Chelsea and Man City, look, if you want to be successful in the modern game, look at Chelsea and Manchester City, because they're not going to go anywhere. The bubble won't burst for Manchester United to come into place. And I think that the Glazers and Woodward and everybody have thought, you know what, we'll do our business model, we'll keep taking the dividends, we'll keep the debt where it is, and eventually all these pretenders will just fall away and we'll go into first place. And that won't happen. There's only one way Man United are going to get back on top of football and be dominant again, and that is by doing what Man City and Chelsea do, and that is by comprehensively backing your manager, but also comprehensively having the best manager you can get. And Manchester United have failed at that since Sir Alex Ferguson left, so I don't see things getting any better. But that doesn't mean that we have to accept it. You know, with every breath, we've got to try and vocalise and put pressure on the club to do better. But that I've said it so many times I've said this, that we're a business and not a football club. And the sad thing is, we're not a well-run business. They could make so much more money, and they would make so much more money if we were successful. That's one of the things I've said, and many of you've said for so long, is that they're so obsessed with money, but they're actually not that good with money. Alexis Sanchez, you know, 5-year deals for Pereira and Phil Jones, the money we wasted. Harry Maguire, 80 million. It's not Harry's fault, by the way, but 80 million for Harry Maguire, having a bloody laugh. Who advised you to spend that sort of money? The millions they waste, like, they could be so much. It's so frustrating. I said this in the summer. I wish somebody with a brain could get an audience with the Glazers in America and say, you know what, you could make so much more money, and Man United would be so much more successful as well. You've just got the wrong people on your board. You've just got these mates on the board, or people that helped you buy the club. They're useless. They're absolutely useless. If you want to be about money, that's fine, but I can make you more money and make the club more successful, and you'll get more sponsorship deals. The stupid thing is, we are a business, but we're run by people who are not very good at it because they don't know football. They're bank managers. Everybody on that board and the Glazers, they're all bank people. They don't know football. And because they don't know football, they don't make as much money as they actually could do. It's such a paradox. It's so stupid. They're so obsessed with money and dividends and not paying the debt off. But they could make more money and more dividends by actually having people who know what they're on about. So you're not paying stupid wages for shit players. You're not giving new contracts out for shit players. I mean, look, Phil Jones, I don't like using Phil Jones, but let's use Phil Jones, Romero and every other player, Rojo. There's about 10 million a year in wages with those three players. That 10 million a year in wages, if you offloaded those players or never gave them contracts out in the first place, that's 10 million a year. Well, you could use that 10 million much better, much, much better, because that 10 million a year could be invested into, you know, scouting, bringing in youth players, which we are trying to do, but we're not doing it so well. We could make a lot more money by being more successful. And I tell you, we're just not doing that. We waste it. We really do waste it. Well, Rojo's gone now, Darren G, but what I'm saying is, he wasn't gone last summer, was he? And he wasn't gone for the last 2 years. We still wasted a lot of money. Mark, the Glazers are just stingy after all. They took out loans to buy this club. Even in the NFL, they got the best players for free to win it, says Sanjar Hassan. And Mark, I see a silver lining in the heartbreak of Nicky Butt leaving. This leaves an opening for Ollie to get tactical help to get the best out of the squad, says King Royal Media. I don't think he'll bring anybody in. I don't think we'll replace Nicky Butt. It'll be somebody from within, because that's what United do. They report. They recruit from within. Think Leicester bring in players or not needed, says Mad Jason. I don't know what that means. And agents are ruining. Agents should be banned and locked up. Let's be honest, I think Harry Maguire is a 50 million player. He's not an 80 million player. Has Mark mentioned Claude? Yes, he has, Jake. Very, very sad news about that. And very, very sad. Very, very sad how it all ended up at AFTV. I know from both sides that I feel that would have sorted itself out. But it's just very sad how it ended. And I think there'll be a lot of regret on that from people. But you know, just rest in peace, Claude. And it's really. I don't know him as well as most people in the industry do, but I do know him, and well, I did know him, and it's another big blow for the football community, really. I know it's your career commenting on the club, but what would you think about boycotting United to basically stick it to the Glazers like that? What the community did to EA and their stock crashed, says Matthew. I don't think me stopping doing videos will stop the Glazers. In fact, they'd probably be quite happy by that, to be honest with you. Just a bit of a shout out as well. Please smash a like on the video. But there's a new video I've just put up on Mark Goldbridge That's Football. It's about Aguero leaving Manchester City and Haaland going to Manchester City, but there's also some stuff about Manchester United in there and who's the greatest Premier League striker. So I'd be really interested to get your opinions on that. It's like a general football transfer show that's on Mark Goldbridge That's Football. It's literally just gone up. The link's in the video description. If you could check it out and give me my thoughts. But what I want people to do is get on there and say Ruud van Nistelrooy. But obviously, we have got a community that can help with that. But check out the video anyway. The link's in the video description. It's only about 8 minutes long. Give it a watch and give us your thoughts. And there is a bit of news in there about Manchester United and Sabitzer, which I've not included in today. There's an update from yesterday, so it's well worth a watch. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Red Devil says, would you consider getting involved with Trust Fund Red Knights type thing, considering channel is growing and if the summer goes... Yeah, I would. I would. The United Stand, I'm more than happy to put it at the front or at the side or behind a movement that's valid. Turning up at Old Trafford in a summer transfer window at 2:30 when there's about 8 people there, no, not going to do that. Waste of time. Not, it doesn't do anything. You know, a march outside Old Trafford doesn't do anything. It's been done before. It's got to be something better than that. Rest in peace, Claude. That's the most important thing. And really, really sad news about that. Yeah, there'll be some thinking about that, I think, from a lot of people today. We're back. We've got shows for you today. Please do check out that video in the video description on That's Football. I'm really, really interested to see what you've got to say. And thanks, everyone, for watching.